discovering stories of courage, determination, and hope. Welcome to Faith Radio's On the Road. Now, here's Ryan Thomas.
Life is short, I want to live it well. One life, one story to tell. Life is short, I want to live it well. And you're the one I'm living for.
Some of the most powerfully encouraging songs on your radio today come from the same place. The anthems We Won't Be Shaken, Impossible, and Where I Belong are all products of the lads of Building 429. And their message can be traced all the way back to a North Carolina youth group tradition. Today, we'll find out how, as Building 429's lead singer, Mr. Jason Roy, joins us on the road. So first and foremost, sir, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much. Thanks for having me on.
You're most welcome. And are you having a pleasant day, most importantly?
Oh, man, it's a great day. I'm actually home for a little bit. I'm working on the pool, trying to get it ready for the summer. So, yeah, it's a good day.
That's amazing. I think you might be the first person who's sort of simultaneously been trying to do something constructive pool related while doing the interview. That's awesome.
Yeah, well, that's my nature. My nature is always a little bit of one of those, you know, always trying to get something done at the same time.
Now, you are traveling America on a tour right now that is pretty unique and a little bit unconventional, and I wanted to ask you about it specifically in this way. It's called Worship in the Round. You're with Josh Wilson and Chris August, two talented gentlemen. We go to these concerts, Jason, and we see the tremendous production values, and we see the smoke rising behind the stage and the laser lights, and we rightly see this as just an amazing production and an amazing worship experience, but I also know that it's run by human beings, and so things happen that you did not anticipate, things happen that you did not expect. Can you tell me a little bit of a story about when something went wrong on tour and how everybody copes with it in that moment?
Oh, man, there's any long list of things have gone wrong in our shows. And, you know, and in this show, part of what makes it really fun is that, you know, we're dealing with three other lead singers who are two other lead singers who are very used to kind of doing their own thing, and they're quirky as all get out. I mean, you really have no idea what's going to come out of Chris's mouth. And you have no idea what song he may want to play on any given night. I mean, I've never done a tour where the song list changed as much as this one does. So you kind of got to be on your toes. And, you know, it's always a little bit funny when, you know, in this situation, because generally when something goes wrong, in a Chris August show, guess what? Chris has got to figure it out. And, oh, by the way, he's got to keep singing. And, oh, by the way, he's got to keep entertaining while he's figuring out how to fix this thing.
Right.
You know, what's funny on this tour is that we don't really, we all laugh at each other when stuff like that starts happening. Because it's interesting to see how each individual artist handles being under duress the way that we are sometimes. you'll see, even because we're getting late in the tour too, you'll probably see a few pranks here and there, and it's just a good old time.
Under duress. That was a spectacular way of putting that. Thank you for that. We have Jason Roy with us today, the lead singer of Building 429, the musicians behind Impossible, We Won't Be Shaken, and so many other fantastic songs as well. You know, the other part of this touring lifestyle that I think is so at odds with what our perception probably is, I think, is that people think it's glamorous and it's this epic experience, but you guys are sacrificing a lot to be continually away from home. I mean, what is it that drives you guys to continue heading on the tour bus and sharing your music across America?
Yeah, well, I mean, I appreciate you even recognizing that, because it is true. I mean, it's not always what it's cracked up to be. And I think it's so important for people to understand that, you know, it's our job, you know, it's what we do for a living. And, you know, everybody gets tired of their job at some point. The only difference being that, you know, we don't get to go home every night. You know, we're out there on the road. So are there parts of it that are glamorous? Sure. There are parts of it that are like, wow, that's really cool. That'd be awesome. Like, for instance, you know, riding on a tour bus. Everybody gets so excited about a tour bus until you've lived on it with 12 other guys for, you know, 3 or 4 weeks in a row. You know what I mean? Not that exciting anymore. But I will say that truly what keeps us going, you know, I'm closing in at this point on 40 years old. I've been doing this for 17 years. I think that anybody that's been doing it as long as we have, it becomes highly evident that it's the ministry that has to be what matters most. Because if it's not ministry, then you can't go home and justify it to your wife and to your kids. You know, and your wife and your kids aren't senders at that point. They're like reluctant to allow you to go. Mm. My wife and my kids send me to do what I do. It's not even really an option about whether dad might or might not do it. It's because they feel like, you know, they have the final say, and they're not like reluctantly letting me go. They're saying, hey, dad, go do what you've been called to do.
Wow.
Hey, go do what you've been called to do. So that's probably the biggest thing about why I'm still doing it at this stage in my life. Thank God, because it is a ministry, and that's what matters most.
You know, I think when a person starts to really hone in sort of on the messages at the heart of your songs, you do see this thread of encouragement and remembering who really is in control again and again. And it really seems awfully timely for our world today, Jason. Is that message one that continues to be intentional for you as you write songs?
Yeah, it always is. I mean, I think that this is a place that this world is a very dark and lonely place. I mean, we sell ourselves on the ideas that all the trappings of this world will make us happy. And at some point, I think everybody kind of runs into the wall that there's not enough money in the world to be happy, and there's not enough of whatever their thing is that they want to make them happy, you know. And so for us, we just try to be an encouragement to people. And to tell them, number one, if you're chasing those kinds of things, you're not alone. We've all chased those things. But number two, there is a better life. You know, he said he's come to give us life, but not life, not just life in the afterlife, but he come to give us, you know, life to the full here.
Mm.
And I just think it's very important for us to recognize that that there is a life to the full that we can live here, even if we're not wealthy as the world's standards may be, or even if we're not a superstar as the world's standards may be. And so we try to write those songs to encourage people to say, hey, you know what? There is nothing that's impossible, and we don't have to be shaken by the world that's around us. And guess what? This isn't where we belong. So we can stand calm and assured that that this life, it's only the beginning. So those are the messages that we try to take to people, and we continue to try to write them even now.
That's a great word. That is a great word. It's interesting because I think when you hear a band's songs so often and they just kind of become part of your listening experience, you maybe don't even think about the name of the band so much. But I understand that the origin story of Building 429 goes all the way back to a youth group in North Carolina, right? Can you take us back there?
Yeah. My wife was in a youth group, and they did this whole series on Ephesians 4:29, which says, "Let nothing unwholesome come out of your mouth, except that which is helpful for building others up." And the whole point was to recognize the power of the words that we choose to use. And so they devised this challenge called the 4:29 Challenge, where if anybody said anything that was negative or not encouraging, someone would say 4:29 as a reminder, you know, of the power of our words. And so, yeah, when we started our band, we were looking for a band name. My wife was like, hey, what do you think about this? And I thought, gosh, there's anybody on the planet that needs that kind of a reminder on a day-to-day basis of what his words should be about. It's probably me. So we were like, yeah, we're in. And that's what we named the band, and it's been our accountability now for the last 17 years.
We're talking with Mr. Jason Roy, the lead singer of Building 429, the musicians behind Impossible, We Won't Be Shaken, and so many other fantastic songs that you hear every day on your radio. When you look back at your own faith journey that started all of this, for you personally, was faith something that you came to early in life, or was it more of a complex journey?
Faith was more a desperation thing for me, you know, like my family fell apart, and yeah, I mean, I grew up in church, but it's such a weird thing, you know, like every kid, no matter who they are, at some point, they kind of all go through a rebellious stage of their life. You know, they always do. And, you know, my life at the point that I was probably 13, 14, 15, 16, all that age was really kind of spiraling out of control. My parents were divorced, and there were a lot of problems in our family. And, you know, it was just really a frustrating time. And what's funny is that, you know, the rebellion, for some reason, that rebellious spirit came about in such an odd way, you know, in my life. Basically for me, the only way I knew to really kind of be rebellious towards what I thought was not right in terms of looking at my parents was to run to church, you know? And so I just would pack my sisters up and we would go to church while, you know, my parents were still sleeping on Sunday morning. And in those times, you know, I found like Third Day, and I found Audio Adrenaline and Newsboys and
wow.
all these bands. And I started thinking, man, that's the kind of thing I wish I could do something like that, you know? And then it became my prayer. And over time, God just revealed that was what his path for me was. And it wasn't easy. I mean, it was something I wanted and I wanted to achieve, but it was also very difficult. And, but I'll say, you know, my faith journey was not easy, but I'm definitely thankful for the journey that I was on because it makes me who I am today.
Oh, that's well said, sir. Well, you were listening to these bands, the Newsboys, Audio Adrenaline, the voice of Mac Powell in Third Day. And I wonder, is it pretty remarkable now? I mean, when you're performing alongside many of these same bands, is it almost like an out-of-body experience in a certain way?
Yeah, I mean, definitely the first time that I met them, and probably, you know, like the first 10, 15 times that I met those guys, you know, I was a little bit in awe, and, you know, it was really a special thing for me because, I couldn't believe it. Like, we had made it to the point where they were our friends. And then when, you know, cell phone numbers started getting exchanged and I started getting calls to go play basketball at people's houses and stuff, I just remember thinking, like, what? How is this even possible, you know? And today, it's really an amazing journey that I've been on. And I'm, like I said, I'm so thankful. And, you know, it's funny, like, the Christian music community has been so good to me and to my wife. And you know, those guys that have been around that long, the reason they've been around that long is because they're actually the real deal, mm-hmm. you know? And so there's still a few artists that I'm still a little bit in awe of because I haven't been able to spend a ton of time around them. But you know, it's funny, after a while, what ends up happening is you realize that this is in fact what you were designed to do, you know?
And it takes
the nerves away. At first you think you're lucky. At first you think, my gosh, I must've got really lucky. And someday people are going to find out that I'm not good enough, you know? And then for some reason you hang around and like, you know, I've been around about 10, 12 years, I started realizing, wait, I'm not an imposter. Like maybe God actually made me to do this, you know? And so when you walk confidently in that calling, my gosh, that's when songs like Where I Belong and You Won't Be Shaken start showing up, you know, and you start like really walking in your calling confident of God's strength and your weakness. And so it's been an amazing journey for sure.
Oh, that's tremendous and something that's so applicable to all of us, rock stars or not. Jason Roy is the lead singer of Building 429, the musicians behind Impossible, We Won't Be Shaken, and so many other fantastic songs as well. You talk about that journey into growing into that boldness, growing into your gifting, and you guys, you know, first start playing together in 1999. You're touring together for several years before you capture this national audience. And I wonder, was there a moment when you realized that, you know, this is more than something that that we're just going to continue to do and it might work or it might not work? Was there a moment when you realized, wow, I mean, God is using us and God has really brought us to a place where we're going to continue to do this for a long time?
Yeah, I'd say probably the moment that we knew that was, because we had our first song was called Glory Defined. And it was an overnight smash hit, you know, and it was really crazy. We were not ready for it. It just surprised us all. But then the next song, that I think when we really knew that this was what we were literally genuinely called to do, and there was no doubt about it, was, when we released the song Where I Belong. And and that song, you know, it's funny because I had already taken a position as a worship pastor at a local church to kind of transition out of doing, you know, what I do now. I'd just been like, cool, that was fun. Moving on, you know.
Really?
And we made one last record, and it was just one last record to give everybody in the band a chance to kind of figure out what they were going to do next, you know.
Wow.
And what was funny about that was, since it was our last record, we just kind of went and made the record we wanted to make. And sure enough, it had songs like Listen to the Sound and Where I Belong. And then Where I Belong was just song of the year and just huge smash, you know. And I remember I came off the stage one night. We were playing an arena. It was like, you know, 15,000 people. And my drummer walked up to me. He said, I don't know when you're going to realize it. It's not some mistake, and it's not some accident, and you're not some imposter. You're exactly who God made you to be, and you're supposed to lead 15,000 people like this every single night. And I remember that was kind of like the moment where it was like, quick, I got it. Okay, God, I got the message. I'm not going to doubt you anymore. I'm not going to doubt myself. Let's just go do this. And we've been on that path ever since.
Oh, man, that's an incredible story. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, man, no problem.
Okay, well, now, it's often said, now that we talk a little bit about sort of the other side of the coin and that feeling of impostorship in a way, it's often said the sort of twin challenges that we all face in life are dealing with failure and inadequacy, and then dealing with rampant success like you guys have dealt with now for over a decade. I mean, now that you have these bushel of number one songs and the legion of fans that come up to you and just say wonderful things about how your music has impacted them. Sort of what are the spiritual challenges of dealing with that type of fame and how is God there for you in that?
Yeah, well, the reality is, and this is probably one of the most, you asked one of some of the most difficult things about being an artist and doing what we do. And one of the most difficult things about it is that you're not Jason. You know, like my wife, she knows me as her husband and as the man who makes mistakes and is flawed. And, you know, occasionally we'll make a mistake here or there and gets angry and gets frustrated, and, you know, and has bad days. The hardest, I think one of the most difficult parts about being the artist that we are and having all the success is that people who meet us, they're meeting us for the first time. And they only get 5-10 minutes with us, and if they catch us in the middle of, I don't know, something awful going on at home or whatever, then you're not the person that they were hoping they would meet.
Right.
You know, and right. And so that can be very difficult. So I would say that one of the ways, though, that God has just given me extraordinary grace. He's given me extraordinary grace and mercy in walking that out in front of people. You know, for the most part, I've done a pretty decent job. I failed at times, but people have given me a lot of grace, and that's been so, I'm so thankful for that. And I'd say, you know, like the one thing that I am most thankful for as well is that the guys that are in my band, they're not a revolving door of guys. It's not like there's a different guy playing guitar for me in building 429 every week. No, these are people that I do life with and who have been empowered to challenge and hold me accountable and to tell me when I'm out of line and to remind me who I'm supposed to be. You know, I say that often. People say their friend is someone who accepts you for who you are. And I think that's about half of the truth. A true friend is a person who reminds you who you should be.
Whoa. You know?
And so the guys that I travel with, they remind me who I'm supposed to be. They remind me who I should be. And they cover me in prayer. And when I fail, they love me. They pick me up and they challenge me. And then we go again, you know?
Wow. Great word from Jason Roy, the front man of Building 429. You know their songs like Impossible and We Won't Be Shaken here on the road. And I mean, once you have racked up as many number ones as you have, and once you have made an impact in the way that you continue to do, what are the things that you still want to accomplish and kind of the goals as a band that you still have and in the future that you'd like to really make?
Well, you know, I feel like we've achieved a lot. We've been nominated for almost every award that there is, and we've won a few, you know, along the way. So, you know, they're selfishly, we were nominated for a Grammy, and that was awesome. Would I like to win one? Yeah, sure. but I would also say that, me personally speaking, I think at this point in my career, my goal is just to be faithful, you know, and to be thankful and to be grateful for what God has given us. You know, we don't go out, you know, we play a lot of arenas, but we also play a lot of smaller places. And I want to be grateful for the small places that we play and for the fact that people care enough about our music to come and buy a ticket to come see what we do and just to worship the Lord with us. So, you know, for me at this point, as I'm getting a little bit older and a little wiser, I my hope and for my career is that my career at this point moving forward is a career that is earmarked by gratitude. And you know what? I'm going to keep making records. I'll keep speaking. I'll probably keep writing. I would like to get a book done here soon, and I'm working on that. So, you know, I've got a lot of goals, but ultimately the biggest goal would be to be grateful for what I've been given and to not miss the moments that I've been given. Pretty awesome.
Wow. That's well said. Well, sir, we know you're a busy man. We want to let you get to your next item of business today. But before we do, what is the best place if people want to learn more about Building 429, about your ministry? Where should they go on the internet, brother?
Yeah, well, there's lots of places to go for like second-to-second updates. I mean, if you follow us on Instagram, which is Building 429 Official, if you go to Twitter, we have a Building 429. Facebook, obviously, Facebook, everybody has one of those. But if you want to know just like just logistics information of where we're playing, when we're playing, all that kind of stuff, go to building429.com and check out the info there. And then for all the kiddies, apparently we're now using Snapchat. I still don't understand how that thing works, but we're on it. So look for us there as well, okay?
What a treat. Jason Roy of Building 429, thanks so much for your candor and for giving us a window into your heart, sir. It's been a real pleasure.
Absolutely. Bless you, man. Have a great day.
This world has nothing for me. This life is not my own. I know you go before me, and I am not alone. This mountain rises high. Seems so unclear, but I know that you go with me, so I will never fear. I will trust in you. Whatever will come our way, through fire or pouring rain, oh, we won't be shaken. No, we won't be shaken. Whatever tomorrow. Trust in you.